Hey, you're listening once again to Southside Broadcasting in the Midweek Drive on location. Liz, we're still with you, inevitably, and you've got three fabulous folk here who, of course, were partly responsible in some ways for the Berlin connection.
Very much so. They flew to Lulurin for the opening of their bar there called the Marquee Club. And it was because of that Tallulah encouraging me to go to Berlin, because she thought I should invested a little bit of property, that I actually flew in that weekend, got off the plane with my wheelie bag, went straight to the Marquee bar, where they said, here you're looking for a little apartment. Yes, I said, well, one has come up in my block, 24 people after it, but we've got you to the front of the queue. So the next morning, I was there, deposit down, and now you're looking at the owner of a one-bedroom flat in Berlin.
Fantastic stuff. Liz, would you like to formally introduce us to these fine folk?
Yes. Now, this is Delcho Delcho.
Hello, Delcho.
Hello. Pleasure.
Likewise. And you're doing bar duty this evening, I see.
Yes, I'm helping my great friend Tallulah for it. I love drinking, so that's why we're behind the bar as well.
I was just going to say, are we going to see a sort of Tom Cruise cocktail approach here with lots of mixing and such like?
No, we have. I have a mixologist.
Oh, my word.
Here, Ian Wisniewski, who's written all these books on the classic vodka, classic martini, classic cocktail, of which I have to tell you, I did every single class and I have a degree in making cocktails.
Oh, yes.
And then we have Nasko Georgiev. And Nasko also was the co-owner of this bar at the Marquee Club.
So, Nasko, we know that Tallulah's music is magical, it's wonderful. What is it particularly about the whole magic that is Tallulah Randall that appeals to yourself?
It's just so honest, and it comes from inside and touches people. And what I like about Tallulah is that she creates her own world, own dimension that is so wonderful to witness and to enjoy.
I think that's a quote in itself in many ways, Liz. Absolutely magical.
What a good idea. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if we can just invite our ace cocktail cell to actually come across. Again, similar question. What are you looking forward to over this whole launch sequence?
It's going to be a complete experience. Tallulah's a great communicator, and I love her songs. There's always a lot of emotion, and everyone has a story to tell. And that's what I really like about all art forms, that there's a story to listen to.
Much like the whole narrative question as well, Liz. Superlative. Once again, gentlemen, a genuine delight, and we look forward to seeing your expertise at work with respect to the serving of drinks and more as the evening proceeds. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Legends are obviously sort of part and parcel of our rich tapestry of life in the Western Hemisphere, and obviously Tallulah's spoken highly of her paternal connections, etc. Nick, as indeed have you good self, and who have we actually got with us now, Nick?
This is our father, John, who you may recognise from the Christian the Lion story, a great supporter of his children's mad artistic behaviours. And just a great dad.
John, what That's greater it. Testimony could you actually have? Fantastic.
I've still got his allowance in my pocket. No, I'm very lucky that Tallulah has really made a kind of career for herself out of her music. And Nick's elder brother is at Sydney University, and he's a magician, a close-up magician, so he earns his pocket money like that. And Nick is the artist. And he has incredible patience, and I hope you have a chance to see his drawings, because they are extraordinary. And I'm a bit worried about his eyesight sometimes, but they are fantastic, and I'm just very lucky.
We've already had a quick, sneaky telephonic link at some of the pictures, and I can endorse that. Really wonderful. Looking forward to following that through. Of course, from your own perspective, you have been mentioned many times on our fortnightly slots with Tallulah, and indeed Michelle Monroe, whose father, Matt Monroe, of course, sang the classic Born Free, which connects with your good self.
Absolutely. Well, that wonderful John Barry music, which won an Oscar for Born Free. We're just about to make another film with Columbia, who made Born Free, and that's going to be about my lion, Christian, so that's going to be fun. And hopefully Tallulah will be writing the
musical soundtrack, I think.
No. And Nick can be doing the storyboards.
Yeah,
and
I can see that working.
Not quite sure where the magician comes into it, but
I always to work a magician into the narrative somehow, I'm sure. Not so much a rabbit out of that, more a lion out of it. But maybe a large hat.
Very big hat. But anyhow, thanks for coming. I hope you enjoy it.
I'll introduce my colleague Rachel. Rachel, any questions for our genius here in so many ways, from Australia to the world?
I don't know. I just want to say, you must be very proud. I love the idea of both Nick and Tallulah do it using combining art with art, like Nick with his writing and art and photography with music. I think it's brilliant. It's lovely.
Yeah, yes, it is an interesting concept, isn't it? Because obviously over the years we've been to so many gigs where Tallulah's been singing and heard some wonderfully talented people. But with all due respect, none of them are quite so multifaceted as Tallulah. You know, with the last album, she had a series of artists who all created a piece of jewellery or paintings. Andrew Logan did an amazing painting, didn't he? And someone else designed a range of jewellery. So it's, you know, it really is more than just the music. And it's fascinating how it inspires people too.
As Tallulah knows, I have a great fondness for one of her early EP numbers called Trouble. I still think that's got a resonance which works very well. But what's your own favourite number? Or is that asking you to choose between your grandchildren? Is that the line?
No, Black Seagull. That's always, to me, is the one. I always think she should keep that as her staple encore piece. It's a fabulous song. We love it.
I go with that. Genuine delight, and we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks very much. Come to the premiere of the film.
Is a story, a very classic story, of the universe bringing two lives together and weaving it for a little bit, that makes sense only when you stand back from the large tapestry. When I met Tallulah, she was ready to become the woman that you see tonight. And I happened to be the person who was her manager, or became her manager. I'm not a manager, I just was the very right person for this part of her story. We need creative people because they show us our human side. They are a mirror to the world and they articulate thoughts for us that we can't do ourselves. And they, in Tallulah's case, become the soundtrack of our lives. And creatives need support. Sometimes that comes from their family, from their father, from their mother, from their siblings, from their partner and their friends. Sometimes it comes from you. You who join the creative on the story and become a part of it. And sometimes it comes from someone like me, who literally comes along with just the right energy to set you on a path. And that's where I stand in Tallulah's story. She's this amazing, tenacious, independent woman. She's fiercely creative. And she's courageous. When I finally stepped aside, I just watched her walk out into the unknown and create a very unique path. And then tonight is the end of that particular part of the story. For those of you here tonight who know her, you are part of that story. You know it from the inside, and I don't really need to tell you it. For those of you who are new tonight, you are about to join the story of one of the most creative women that I know. She is an extraordinarily talented story maker, a storyteller. She involves so many different mediums and has many, many strengths to her. So would you mind putting your hands together and welcoming to the stage tonight your storyteller and your hostess, Tallulah
Randall? Fucking hell, what an introduction. Chapel about 3 years ago, and
it got to the end of the gig, and it was for a live, which is my second album, and I kind of just laid it all bare, which is kind of what I do, and just said, help, I need help. It's just me on this crazy creative journey that I'm on, and it's just me, and I just need someone to help give me some feedback. And you know, I didn't have an agent, didn't have a manager, didn't have a booking agent, didn't have a, you know, it's just me. And lo and behold, this kind of 6 foot blonde Valkyrie came backstage, stage, lippy in the heels, and she's just like, hi, I'll do it. I was just like, wow. It was amazing. Really incredible. And so began this wonderful journey of two souls kind of embarking the land of creativity. So we suddenly realized, when she arrived this evening, that we hadn't actually seen each other for 9 months. It's not extraordinary. So, thank you, Mal. Thank you. Okay, so, The Banshee and the Moon. And I just felt like I should share it with you this evening, because it couldn't have been written if I hadn't written the album that I'm going to play for you this evening.
Thank you. Without ever hearing a note, you know, just me making a little video on YouTube going, I'm going to do this, this is what I'm going to do. And somehow, yeah, I've invited these incredible people to come in and join me on my journey, so really thank you so much for making it happen, allowing me to make it happen. And the book itself, didn't know I was going to write another book, just after Alive, which was the previous album, which was such a monumental mission. Kind of did this, for those of you that know it, for those of you that don't, I decided to collaborate with 30 different artists, and I gave each one a song, and each person created a piece of work in response to that music, and I filmed it, and we made 22 films, and you know, and so I went on, and I'm sure you all know how chaotic it is trying to manage your own life when you're an artist trying to manage like 30 other artists. It was pretty amazing. So this album, The Banshee, was very much a personal journey and just really wanting to, as I said before, capture my kind of vision. I'm really grateful. And thank you so much to Ben for walking the path with me and for his beautiful photos. Ben has taken some amazing photos, Lost in the Moonlight, Lost in the Moonlight, Trust in Me, and Here by Me, Hear Me Now, wrong album, and Akio for the cover, and Eyes, and Land Away, and Serena. I don't know if you've had a chance to really see this image, but it's really beautiful, and it's one of my favourite on the album, and I was kind of sad to shove it in the corner, but then I had to put it by my side. And there's a little quote that I want to read from it, which is, I have to lean back. In silence the teachings are heard, in stillness the world is transformed. And that's my kind of, I guess, my lasting message of this album. And please take it home with you. As you all know, it's me and my crazy feet tapping ideas. And I get to continue these wonderful, extraordinary, slightly haphazard things. if you buy albums. So please take one home with you, your next door neighbour, your best friend, their dog, whoever.
I knew I should write something down because I knew that I would forget.
They're all for sale, the images. That was my one note. Oh, my thank yous. Where's Del?
Here.
Hi, Del. Okay, so Del and Nasco have flown all the way from Germany to be here. And they've been making amazing cocktails. So give it up for the boys as well. Del is an amazing concert pianist. And Nasco is a wonderful bass player. It is also... it's also Nasco's birthday today. So, will you join me in singing this wonderful man, very dear friend, happy birthday? Yeah?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nasco. Happy birthday to you.
A duo like this, you really do. Okay, so my brother Nick, who, if you haven't met him and you don't know him, is also an incredible artist. He draws with a really fine black pen. These extraordinary, trippy paintings that take hours and hours and days, but they're really beautiful. And his website is
blackpenart.net.
.com was too expensive, sorry. I'm an artist, what can you do?
So yeah, please, Nick on the merch stand. Jem, who's at the back, who's my assistant, who's been doing internship with me whilst I've been doing this, so thank you so much to Jem at the back. And then we've also got Lucinda, who is rocking the door. Thank you very much, my love. And then my sponsors. Rovno Events, who provided this really amazing pop-up bar, which is hopefully getting you all lovely and drunk. And
that's the trick for me.
That's because we've been mixing drinks. Anyway, and then I've got two vodka sponsors, which is Sipsmith and Chase Vodka. And yeah, thank you so much for the cases of vodka. They've been going down really well, as we can see. The last thing is I've got another gig on the 11th of June at Proud Gallery. So if you'd like to come, please do. And otherwise, I'm going to hand you back over to Mel. And just thank you so much for coming. This the reason that I chose to do these type of events is because I love the intimacy of it. And it feels really amazing to connect with people in this way and to just share music and art and stories and vodka in this little And so thank you for coming. And Mel's going to chat to you about the donation side of stuff, and the reason I do it like that is because I really want everyone to be able to come and experience it. And you know, if you're like me and you're a skint musician, and often you can't do things because you can't afford to do it. sampling the vodka. it's just to kind of a way for everyone to come and be a part of it. But also, you know, it's how I survive and how I live. So, you know, the donation box is around the corner, and just, you know, whatever you want to give in response to this evening is amazing. And just thank you. Just thank you for coming. And over to Mel.
Well, as expected, Tallulah is busily signing and autographing albums and all sorts of things. We've heard a fantastic concert. I thought it was absolutely thoroughly enjoyable, as I just said, to tell a difference from the last time I'd heard her, which was obviously a coffee shop in Teesside on Middlesbrough, in fact. But what did you make of it, Rachel?
I thought it was excellent. All the music was really inspirational, and I think it's a brave move. to make it so personal. She's included all the people she cares about, and they're part as much part of music as her singing, because she includes photographers and artists, and she's written it, and she has other people. It's a work from everybody and not just her, which I think she makes a big point of.
Heaps of fun from obviously the original sort of chat we had with Graham Harper at Covent Garden. It seems like such a long time ago now. What have your highlights of the day been?
Oh, I think I've enjoyed all of it.
We've been listening to Tallulah Randall at the Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery here in London Town. This has been Southside Broadcasting in the Midweek Drive from Siren 107.3 on location. And Rachel and myself are now going to be heading back to Lincoln, I think.
I think we shall, yes.